Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Laura Semkin, naturalist with Louisa County Conservation, about an event they're hosting this Saturday called Gifts from Earth.
We are inviting people to come out to Langwood Education Center here in Louisa County, and it will be open for hiking the trails between 1 and 5 p.m. The actual program where you get to come inside the lodge and try your hand at making a wreath or perhaps some type of creation out of pine cones like owls from 3 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And we do ask that people give us a call at 319-523-8381 to let us know you're coming, because the space for the inside program is limited. So we'd love for you to RSVP.
And you'd like an RSVP by Friday, is that right?
Oh, yeah, that would be great, yeah. And all the things we'll be making, you could potentially set outside, and maybe some animals would come and nibble from it, like a bird or perhaps a squirrel or chipmunk.
Have you guys done this in the past?
This is our first time for this particular program. It's one of my little brainchilds to bring people together and think about, kind of start to reflect on what conservation is to them. I asked my friends on Facebook to finish the sentence, conservation is, and it's such a word that has so many different nuances. And means so many different things to different people. And so for December, I decided conservation is giving back to nature and creating gifts from nature to help our animal friends.
Laura, as you prepare for this event on Saturday, what kind of safety protocols do you guys have in place in terms of going to be a lot of people with concerns about COVID and gatherings? What kind of things are you guys doing to kind of keep everybody safe?
Well, it's a large space, and so we'll make sure that people are spaced out properly for social distancing. We will ask that people wear a mask when they're inside or if they're outside and they can't stay further than 6 feet away from each other. We will provide hand sanitizer and any type of cleaning things that are appropriate for the situation. So I think that's about as much as we can do, and we are limiting how many people can come.
Right.
Langwood itself will be open for hiking, and that, you know, that's not limited to the 20 people.
And Saturday's forecast right now looks like at least dry and maybe temperatures in the 40s,
yeah.
So a great day for hiking weather.
I know. It should be a beautiful day. It could be sunny even.
And as far as the Gifts from Nature program on Saturday, I'm sure that you're kind of targeting, you'd like to see families come out. There's a great family bonding, and that would be one of the things that you could do from a social distance standpoint is grouping family members together that might make things a little easier.
Definitely, definitely. So, like I said, the lodge is fairly big. It's one big room, and we'll just have a few, you know, like basically each pod will get their own table, and you'll have your own tools to work with and that type of thing. So we do still have some space available if anyone would like to join us. It could be really fun.
Anything that participants need to bring with them other than a can-do attitude?
No, not necessarily. I mean, you know, sometimes if you're a crafty kind of person, if you got stuff in your closet that you've always wished you could use, or perhaps a keepsake or a memento that you want to add to a wreath, you could certainly bring it, but you don't have to.
Okay. And as far as just you know, hiking there at the Langwood Center in general, what kind of maybe safety tips that you have for people, whether they're hiking there or wherever they might here at this time of year?
I mean, it's winter time, so you're going to bundle up, right? I would, you know. And the trails, some of them are pretty hilly and rocky, so, you know, good shoes would be appropriate.
And lastly here, Laura, as far as those participating, any cost to participate? Even if there's not, are you guys looking for any donations that might help defray costs, that any funds that may have been lessened by COVID-19 and the summer that's been 2020?
Well, the program is free. We do always, I mean, you can always donate to Louisa County Conservation, but the program itself is free.
Okay. Anything else about Gifts from Nature that you want people to know about for Saturday?
I don't think so. I'm glad you let me come and talk on the radio, and I hope to see some people out there. And I've gathered a whole box full of pine cones, so I'm ready.
Right. That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Laura Semkin, naturalist with Loayza County Conservation. Again, that phone number to reserve your spot for this Saturday's Gifts from Earth event, 319-523-8381. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.